visited several places. The team in Hangzhou is actually an agro-business participant. I'm into food processing, secondary food processing. So far, we visited big Bob Gibson's barbecue sauces, which has a model that I've learned that will help my company back home in being one of the successful businesses.
Could you describe a little bit your company back home in Namibia and what it does?
I'm the founder of Talamo Food. It's a sauce processing company. We process barbecue sauce, tomato sauce, chili sauce, and different kind of local spices into sauces. Currently, we're only supplying to retail shops in Windhoek, that's the capital city of Namibia, with plans to have a facility to cater for the whole nation. Big Bob Gibson has a good model that will help me when I get back, which means basically you stand out on doing best with what you do and let other companies like deal with the distribution, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
What are some of the biggest challenges you face that are unique to Namibia in growing your own business?
Having to deal with all the aspects of the business from the development side, you face this challenge of every small startup will, you have to have time to create a brand reputation that the consumers can trust. You have to make sure the product is of top quality. Second will be capital and also expertise. I'm a food technologist by profession, but I have to build a strong team of like people in marketing and in distribution. And that could also be a challenge of identifying people to join a small company. You cannot pay competitively like the big companies.
What you want to do now, you said, is right now you basically only sell in the capital and you want to expand and sell all over the country. Does infrastructure pose a problem to that?
Fortunately for me, the Namibian roads are well linked and connected and broad. And we also have the biggest or the best port for sea transportation. So infrastructure for me and the power is almost everywhere, and water and power. The challenge will be space in a city, which is Randolph's pricing can be a little bit expensive.
When did you start your business, and do you use all local products in your sauces?
I started playing around with the recipes in 2008, and then being in food business, I worked in the fishing industry. Now I'm working as a technical product development manager at one of the dairies in Namibia. And then I felt that I should, if I start my own company, I'll be able to satisfy more people through employment creation.